Welcome to River Life Podcasts. We're a church family embracing the Father's presence, releasing empowered people to declare and demonstrate Christ's kingdom. We trust that God would use what you hear today to bless and grow you so that you would be a blessing to those around you. For more information about River Life Baptist Church, go to riverlifechurch.org.au or find us on social media.
We see the work of the Lord start to flow through our community. When we start to become aware of Him working, there's markers and there's signposts, there's fruit of the move of God. And we saw a bit of it last week, and I just felt really strongly this week as I was praying into today to lean into it, that did you know, and I think you do, that our God heals today? That our God is healing right now, hearts and bodies and minds. That as we give Him room to do what He wants to do, He meets us with His presence, His perfect shalom peace, His peace that restores His created order. And as we, as people who carry His presence, step out in obedience like we've been watching people do into the waters of baptism, as we obediently obey, follow in the steps of Christ, we are also charged with His job of healing this broken world that we find ourselves in. You know, N.T. Wright says that don't get confused that when we see healing, it's a signpost to a future thing. He says that's the kingdom of God right here, right now with us. And this is the beauty of Jesus. He says in Mark chapter 1, verse 14 and 15, he says, the time has come, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the kingdom of heaven looks like righteousness, joy, peace in the Holy Spirit. It looks like healing and freedom and salvation and breakthrough. As I was thinking about this week, as I was praying into it, it's just where my Bible reading is up to. I've been reading through the Gospel of Mark. And I got to chapter 5. And I was just really acutely aware of what it looks like when Jesus was ministering. That interestingly enough, He went over to the other side of the lake and He met the guy who was plagued with demons. And through His obedience to the Father and His words of authority and peace, the demons left and the man was set right. A familiar story. Great to see Jesus do that. Isn't it awesome? Love it when Jesus sets someone free. In the next moment, there's a little girl who's laying dying and a woman who's been having an issue, a bleeding issue for 12 years. In the same moment, we see these two people. And the woman reaches out to Jesus and her body is impacted by His very presence and she is restored. Whatever was broken is suddenly fixed. So you see Jesus setting the demon-plagued man free from oppression. We see Him bringing healing to the body of this woman who was trapped and isolated. And in the very next moment, they say, hey, Jesus, you were coming to pray for our 12-year-old daughter. Don't bother, she's dead. And He's like, she's not dead. She's just asleep. And we've seen Him heal and set demons away from His people. And we've seen Him heal bodies and we see Him raise the dead. He said, the kingdom has come near to you. And for me, I think that's beautiful. What an amazing picture. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that while you were here. In Mark chapter 6, He sends His disciples out. He says, go. In that same passage in Matthew chapter 10, what He says is, go, proclaim the kingdom of God. You, my disciples, go and heal the sick and raise the dead and cleanse the lepers and cast out demons. Freely you received, freely you go give. And I read that and I'm like, oh, that's amazing. You go, disciples. Do a great job. I want to read the stories. I read them in Acts. They're amazing stories. We've already heard it today. And Jesus says this thing in Matthew 28. Go. Go into all the world. Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Go into all the world and make disciples of everyone you find, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, what we've just seen. And then He says, and teach them to obey everything I've commanded you. See, the mission of Jesus, expressing the mission of the Father, has always been to bring healing and restoration and reconciliation to his people, to the people who are created in his image, who are lost in darkness, who are even sitting in church and yet sitting in a place of brokenness. He's calling. He's always calling. He's always bringing us. This is my heart. This is my mission, to make broken things right, to bring peace out of chaos. In Acts chapter 10, the first disciples tell the stories of who Jesus was by saying, this Jesus who came to bring healing and deliverance, this is the Jesus that we're being just like. But here's what I felt like the Holy Spirit just laid on my heart really, really clearly. That it's wonderful for you to sit here and hear me talk about it. That God wants to heal today. But when we get out to the park at lunchtime, when we get out to our workplace tonight or tomorrow, when we're at school in the car park, when we're at the shops, when we're with our family, when we're with our friends, it's fine to have heard me talk about it, but do you know how to pray? Because I feel like this is what the Lord told me to say. I want to heal today and I want to use you, and here's how. So this morning I want to teach you how to pray for people who need a touch of healing. That's what we're going to do. This is going to be a clinic time. This is going to be an activation time. This is going to be a message. This is going to be practice. Some of you are like, I think that's the time I need to get out of here. But I feel like this is what God's calling us to do, because it's not the time to be informed, it's the time to be activated. This is what happened in my life, and we prayed for compassion, which was one of the things I wanted to talk about earlier, but it's already done, because compassion is the thing that awakens our eyes to see the need. And the Holy Spirit empowers us with his power to do the deed. We just need to be trained. So I'm going to teach you how. Does that sound all right? Some of us, yes. Some of you already know, I don't mind, but I want us as a family to know what it looks like to be obedient to the move of the Spirit, and one of those things is healing. The mark of Jesus' ministry is so often healing. I want to be obedient to it. I don't want the enemy to distract us and take our eyes off the kingdom breaking in. So, here's what I'm going to do. We're just going to see what happens. Are you ready? Some of us. If you're a person who receives words of knowledge for healing, I want you to pray and come on down the front and just start to collect here when you get a word of knowledge for healing. But I want to share with you a testimony of what God's been doing. So while you're listening for words of knowledge for healing, I'm going to call a friend of mine, whose name is Sarah, Sarah Spurs. She's been a part of our family. She's just moved to the coast, but she was watching online. I'm going to just call her on my phone now and see if I can get her online. She's going to share a testimony. I think it's... Did you hear that ringing? Great. Hopefully she'll answer. Pastor Nick, if you're listening online too... Oh, here she is. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Pastor Joe. Hey, River Life.
She can hear you. Hey, I'd love you to share. Oh, hang on, there's someone else calling me at the same time. I'd love you to share, Sarah, if you could, the story of what happened after last Sunday service.
Yeah, sure. So we're obviously living up at the Sunshine Coast for a year and not able to attend physically at River Life. But we'd heard all the stories about the Father's Day service. And so I think it was Monday or Tuesday afternoon, sat down to watch the replay in my living room. And just the presence of God just hit full on. Tears, snot, the whole thing. And towards the end, when Pastor John starts giving words of knowledge for healing, I was getting all just... deeply impacted and going, yeah, God's going to break through, God's going to heal someone, and did not at all expect it was going to be for me. But the word just kept getting more specific and more specific. And he started out with a word for the neck, and then it went down to the elbow and then into the hand. And I had done some injury to my arm, and it's been to the point where picking up a pillow is just incredibly painful, and has been like that for well over a month. But as he prayed, it just started, the sensation came back into my hand, and the able to move my arm with full mobility again. It was just something I couldn't do before.
That is amazing.
It is amazing.
That's so good. So, and what has been happening since then? Just give us maybe a little snapshot of what the Lord just spoke to you about overnight, just real quick.
Yeah, so it's been a really great week, been able to do and move. And then last night, got woken up several times. And my arm hurt again, and I thought, oh no, I can't, I'm going to have to message Pastor Joe. I can't share this testimony because it's not a full healing, or, you know, what if this wasn't really what happened and I imagined it, you know, all those kind of thoughts. And just started to pray about it this morning when brain kicked into gear a little bit more, and just felt clearly that Holy Spirit was saying, you know, no, these aren't your thoughts. These are lies that are coming externally, and I want you to bind them and pray against them, and then step in faith and declare the promise that I gave you. So as soon as I did that, the pain stopped and I could move again. I went, oh, you know, I should have picked up on that beforehand. But arm feels fabulous now.
Come on, that's amazing. Praise God, hey. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing with us. I'll message you later on and we'll talk more, but thank you. Bless you guys and all the family.
Bye.
You can say goodbye to everyone. But there we go. They all say goodbye. We love you. See ya. But this is what God's doing, right? In the moment, after the moment, on replay. Like, seriously, come on. I would love to encourage you as a community that we can shout and enjoy and celebrate the work of God. So it's good that God heals, right? So while those people are still praying for words of knowledge for healing, is there anyone else in the room who wants to share a testimony of God working in their life and bringing healing? Anyone else feeling brave? Pastor Nick, if you're listening in the online space, if you've got any testimony, you can come over and share it with me too. He'll hear that in about 30 seconds. Anyone who wants to share testimony of God healing? I see that. Come on. Come, John. Welcome him down. Just want you to save you all the walk. Why don't you just come stand here? Pastor Nick can stand with you. What? Tell us the story. What happened?
So, hello everyone. I'm John. I'm Scottish, and that's important because I'm quite conservative. I have been doing the foundation course on the streams. So, can I first of all suggest that everyone does that because it's fantastic? But a couple of weeks ago, one of the guys on the course said to me, oh, "John, you're a doctor. That's important as well, by the way." I've got this really bad shingles, and it's really, really bad. And I went, oh, that's rubbish. Have a great week. And I left. And I felt all that week that God was saying to me, so, John, I've called you to heal people in your profession. And you are someone who is searching for healing yourself, but when you were given the opportunity, you didn't step out in faith. And he pushed me all week to think about what had happened there. And the next Sunday, we're back together again at Foundations and we're praying together. And I felt again, I had a couple of nudges from God again to just say, I'm going to give you another opportunity. And then as we were leaving, because I ignored it, but as we were leaving, Leffie said to me, John, pick up the ball and run with it. God wants you to pick up the ball and run with it. So we went out to the car park. David said to me again, you know, this is getting worse. The pain's getting worse. It's not getting better. I'm going to have to go and see a specialist this week. And I thought, okay, I know what I've got to do here. So I put my hands on his head and I prayed. And he didn't hear what I said because I covered his ears. So that was... But I prayed for him and I left. And the next day he texted me to say that not only was the pain gone, but the spots were gone. And I think it's important as well that God is desperate to work with us.
That's right.
And through us. Yeah. And there are people out there right now who are being nudged, who are getting a word, and God wants you to move on that because He has amazing things to do. And the other thing that has spoken to me all the way through... Sorry to hijack.
Go, please.
The other thing that has spoken to me all the way through Foundations is the image of the prodigal son turning and coming back. And God leapt off his balcony and ran down the road. And he picked up his son who was covered in stuff. And he hugged him. And he threw a new cloak on him and a ring. And he took him in the condition that he was in. You don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be cleaned off. You just need to turn back, and he's there and he's ready and he's running to come and get you, and he wants to start working with you.
Come on.
Thank you,
God. Amen. Amen. Amazing. Thank you, John. That's awesome. Come on. Is it stirring up faith in you that maybe God could use you? If he could use John, if he could use me, if he could use the other people that are praying for healing, maybe he could use you. Does anyone else want to give testimony to the Lord? Yeah, come on, Bron. Come on over. Come stand somewhere near the front. I'm sure the lighting guys will get light.
Hi,
on
everyone.
You.
I'm Bron. I just wanted to share a story about my neighbour. So last year, my neighbour who is probably in her 30s, and she and her husband have been trying for years to get pregnant. She went through a lot of health issues. She had surgery, all sorts of things. And she was really just feeling desperate because they'd been through several rounds of IVF and no luck. And I saw her when I was outside in the yard, and she started telling me all of this stuff. And we sat down on the driveway together and we just cried together. And she was just feeling really, really low because everyone else in her life was having all these babies and she just desperately wanted a baby. And she even worked in the maternity field. And so it was just every day this constant reminder. And so I said to her, and she's not a Christian, and I said, well, can I pray for you? And she said, yes. So we sat there on the driveway together and cried together and prayed together and then went on with our lives. And then a few months later, I hadn't seen her in a long time. And next thing I know, she says, guess what? I'm pregnant.
Come on. Yes, Jesus, come on.
And so she had a COVID baby, and the baby is now about 1 year old.
And still no one's seen them, but yes, we know there's a baby, yeah. Awesome, thank you. Hey, how good is that? Come on. I think we've probably got time for one more. Someone else has got something they want to share and give glory to God. Is one more. Hey, Liz is over here. Come on, Ellie, can you help Liz? Come on, stand up here.
Thank you. I've got a really long story, but I don't think we've got time for it.
What is it that God did? What did he step in and do in your life?
Okay. About 18 months ago, the Lord impressed me that I was to come to the front every week for prayer, for healing. And my body's been doing a lot of funny stuff. It's, you hit 50 and everything piles on. Look at this.
Got a bit of time.
One finger that's got squashed and needs fixing.
No.
Praise the Lord.
We'll pray for that.
And
swelling.
One ankle that's been swollen for 2 years. So a ligament. But anyway, the Lord impressed me. And the Lord wanted me to begin listening to him, which was far more important than my list of everything that's wrong in my body.
Amazing.
And anyway, so every week I came, and these beautiful people down the front here, my goodness, you guys need to start coming. They just prayed and loved on me and gave me words from the Lord that could push me further and further and further. And to the point where my days are beginning to be filled with the presence of the Lord. And so I get up in the morning and I talk to the Lord. Now, that didn't 18 months ago. You know, that sort of just started to happen. I wake up in the morning, and then he waked me up in the middle of the night many, 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 many times. And I'm like, well, Lord, why am I awake in the middle of the night? Well, I suppose I'll talk to you. And he did. And there was fear in the middle of the night. And I've had the experience of God just saying, be gone in the name of Jesus. And that fear, gone.
Come on, that's beautiful.
No.
So good.
So there's a lot, Joe.
I know.
Last April.
That's beautiful.
Last April, I was so fatigued. I could hardly walk down the street. And I went to hospital for a little stay, and I thought, well, this is it. I've got to start rounding up all the people who I know pray really well. You all can pray well.
That's right.
You just have to learn.
Come on.
And so I rang some people up, and I even rang some famous people because they pray on television. So and so they prayed for me, and you guys prayed for me. And that night in hospital, I'm in bed and I can't get to sleep. They're checking my heart. My heart was all good. But I couldn't get to sleep. I said, Lord, can you just get me to sleep? And the presence of the Lord settled on me like a blanket. And I could sleep. I woke up and I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't know, Lord, that you could put me to sleep.
The trick is making sure he wakes you up again afterwards.
Yeah,
that's the challenge.
Yeah, but yes, that, praise the Lord.
Come on.
For many years.
I want to jump on something that you just said then, and I want to hear more of your story, but I'm really aware that I want to activate our whole community
yes.
to pray. So I honour what you're sharing. I think that fear that goes and that trust as we rally each other
yeah.
around to pray.
Yeah.
I'm going to jump on that. So I will interrupt. Is it right if I now get everyone up and teach them how to pray
that's
for
this? That's fantastic.
Great. Okay, bless thank you, Liz. Let's give Liz a hand for sharing. Thank you so much for letting me interrupt you. Okay, so if you have words of knowledge, come on down the front. Pastor Nick's going to find you with a mic. I've got a bunch because our online community have been praying and getting words of knowledge for us as well. How cool is that? Some of us think that's cool. Some of you are freaking out. That's okay. So if you've got a word of knowledge, just come down the front here. Just line up against the front. Pastor Nick will work down that. I'm going to read out some words of knowledge to you. Now, I want to explain to you very briefly what this means. That we have prayed and we believe that Jesus speaks to us. He says, my sheep hear my voice. I will speak to you. He says the Holy Spirit in John 17, the Holy Spirit will take what is mine and he'll declare it to you. So when Jesus communicates to us about the things that is on his heart to heal and restore, we want to partner with that. And you can understand and be encouraged that he's highlighted something that might be going on in your life today. So that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to read out these ones first while Nick works through this. We have anyone with bad reflux or with throat pain. Now, just hear these first, and then I'm going to ask everyone who might have these to just raise their hands. Bad reflux or throat pain. Someone who has an issue with the right ankle, maybe in their Achilles too. Someone who is suffering with breast cancer diagnosis. People with neck pain. If there's some new mums who are adjusting to motherhood and need to be encouraged and strengthened. If you're having difficulty conceiving kids or maybe recovering from a miscarriage. If you're currently suffering with cardiac issues, potentially or particularly irregular heart palpitations. If you have sinus issues that are leading to migraines. If you have pain behind the kneecap in either knee. If someone saw a picture of skin spots and eczema falling off skin. So that's currently what we've got as words of knowledge here. John, did you have a word of knowledge? Did you say there was one? If you have a diagnosis of prostate cancer, we want to be able to pray for you. Pastor Nick, would you be able to have these guys share their words of knowledge? He's going to hold the mic because it's good practice.
Yeah.
Tim.
Lower back and shattered. Maybe it's never healed properly. I imagine that probably wouldn't heal well. Yeah.
Awesome.
So good.
Okay, so I got sciatica, neck pain, ankle. I got like a swirling stomach, which may not be physical as much as emotional, like perhaps anxiety, gallbladder and migraines that start in a band around your forehead.
Cool.
I just got right ankle that somebody's twisted it and it's not healing.
Okay, great.
What was that one, Nick? Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Right ankle,
right
someone's
ankle
twisted
thing.
It and it's not healing. Yeah. Katie.
This word is for grief. You've maybe lost someone that's so dear to you, but you've gone into a place of real deep grief. God wants to release you from that, and he wants you to know that your loved one is safe in the arms of God.
Amazing.
Awesome. So here's what I'd like us to do. If any of those words that were given is something that for you or a loved one, a really close person in your life has got as an issue in their life, I'd love you to raise your hand right now. Can you be bold enough to raise your hand? Okay, I'm going to ask you to keep it up. So look around. Everyone just put your hand up. Doesn't matter which one of those issues it is. And I'm going to be bold to say a few things. Also, as Liz shared, if you have an issue with fear, I would love to encourage you that we want to pray into that today as well. We've already had the pregnancy issues and that kind of thing as well. Okay, so keep your hand. I know this is going to pray for your shoulders as well. Keep your hands high. People who don't have your hands up, I want to encourage you now to go and find someone whose hand is up and stand with them. I would love us as a family to be together. Now, if you have a loved one at home or somewhere else that has a diagnosis of that too, I'd love you to even try and get them on the phone. Feel free to do that. I give you permission to get your phone out. But let's all gather around. There's some people in the middle here. Could someone be really bold and maybe move from the back into the middle? There's someone at the very, very back on the right. If you could turn around and that gentleman, if someone in the back right could go pray with that gentleman. When you find them and there's someone there to pray with you, you can pull their hand down. If you don't have someone to pray with you, keep your hand up. See someone over here in the middle? Thank you. Okay. Is that everyone? If you still have a hand up because no one's with you to pray, would you wave it so I can see you? I think at the back corner maybe. There's a hand up there I see. Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. I'm going to give you five simple instructions. I'm going to put them on the screen so that you can do them. And these are five simple things, and I've got some cards I'm going to give out to anyone who feels called to pray for healing after this, so you don't need to make notes right now. Okay, it's a simple card. But the first thing you're going to do is you're going to interview them. You're going to ask them their name. You're going to ask them what the issue is that they would like prayer for. I'd like you to introduce yourself if you don't know them too. And just take a moment to find out, what is the concern that they have? How long have they had it? Was there a particular time in their life where it happened? Take a moment right now. I'm going to give you a minute to interview that person. Go for it. Once you've finished your interview, you just come back to silence and then I'll know that you're ready for me to teach you the next step. If you're standing by yourself and you want to get involved, I encourage you to go and find a group of people and stand with them. This is a great opportunity for you to be involved. You don't have to stand alone. Just come and join in. No one needs to do this alone. The more who get to pray, the better. We heard Liz say it was so encouraging when more people came together and prayed. So if you don't have anyone to pray with, go find someone. There's heaps of people standing in groups. Go jump in. Introduce yourself. Be bold. This is family time when we come together and we learn what it is to follow Jesus. Okay, step two. Pick someone in your group who's going to pray first. And then I'm going to explain to you how to pray. And you got two options here. Real simple. And you can do this according to your level of faith and according to what you feel the Holy Spirit prompting you to do. You can ask or you can command. Simply just ask the Lord. Lord, ask. This is you're choosing this. So you're not praying yet. That's step three. It's really this simple. Step two is simply just choose a prayer. Lord, I ask you to come and heal. Or if you've got a word of knowledge response and you feel confident that the Lord is doing something and the Holy Spirit's prompting you, you can just speak directly to it and I command that to be healed in Jesus' name. You can choose. So the person who's the nominated prayer, you get to choose right now. I'll give you a moment to choose. That's enough. Because you're going to get another chance to pray. We're going to get the chance to continue to pray until a certain particular time. So number three, pray. So I'm going to ask you to pray now. And it's not about the level of your anointed spiritual words. It's not about the clever things that you say. It doesn't matter if you've got knowledge of anatomy or science or medicine. It actually doesn't matter. This is us in partnership with Jesus by His Holy Spirit, partnering with His kingdom breaking in. And so I like to think of it this way. Give it your best 30-second prayer. So I encourage you right now, the person who is nominated to pray, I'm going to ask you to give it your best 30-second prayer. And everyone else who's involved, I want you to come into agreement with them. And that's a really simple thing to do. It's yes, Jesus. Yes, Father. Yes, we believe for healing right now. We know that this is on your heart to heal. So, in 3, 2, 1, pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all these prayers that are being offered in faith right now. And I thank you for what you're doing in bodies and minds right now. And all the people said, amen. Amen. I just want to bring a point of clarity to you there as you prayed. Just want to encourage you. If you're a little bit concerned about the commanding thing, we're not commanding Jesus or telling God what to do. In Jesus' name and authority, we're commanding that sickness to go. So if you're a little bit concerned, don't worry. This is us partnering with God, not telling God what to do. So step four is really simple. Ask him if anything changed. Ask him if they're healed. Ask them if they could somehow test without hurting themselves and see if there's been any change. Maybe there's a sense of peace if it wasn't a physical thing. Ask them if something has happened while you've prayed. You can do that now. And if that person has experienced healing, here's how I'd like us to communicate it. I'd just like to just put one hand in the air and give it a good solid wave until I see it, and we'll know that God has been doing something in that prayer. Give it a wave if you think that there's healing at a level. Oh my goodness, I can see. Keep it going if that's you, because we want to celebrate what Jesus is doing. I see a hand at the back. I think I saw one in the middle. There's some hands over here waving. Okay, this is amazing. Let's just thank the Lord that he's bringing healing to already a couple of places in this room. You can celebrate that, yes? Woo! Thank you, Jesus. So good. Now, here's what I'd like you to do. We're going to keep praying until one of three things happens. Okay. First thing is that they're healed. You can stop praying when they get better. Right? Yes? Good. Secondly, you can stop praying when they would like you to stop praying, the person that you're praying for. Because some people are like, thank you, that's all I'd like today, I'm done. Or thirdly, you can pray when you sense the Holy Spirit is telling you we're done here. But this is what I always tell my teams. Pray until they feel loved. People aren't projects. People aren't a mission, a means to an end. People are the reason that Jesus gave his life and rose again. So we pray so that people feel loved. So if you're healed, amazing, praise Jesus. If you're not and you'd like us to pray again, your team's going to pray for you again. And so we re-interview. Hey, what happened? Do you feel any change? Is there any improvement? Did it move? If the pain moved, there's a really simple thing you can do. That's usually a good sign that the enemy's trying to actually empower that pain, and we just tell whatever that is from the enemy to leave and literally pray it out of them. Sometimes you have to chase it around them. But we tell that thing to go because the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy, and Jesus wants to bring life. So stop and re-interview and then pray again. Step four, go for it. Have been received prayer for healing and you're feeling fine, jump on another group. Feel free. Just going to invite the worship team to come back on because we're almost done. So here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. If that person that you're praying for still wants to receive prayer for healing and it's not finished yet and you don't sense the Holy Spirit stopping, then I'm going to encourage you to keep praying. We're going to teach you step five and it's really simple. It's called the post-prayer suggestion. And it's simply encouraging people, like we just heard from Sarah on the phone, that God does a healing work and sometimes the enemy wants to distract us, try to convince us that it didn't happen. So we can stand firm in the word of God, like Psalm 103, that he forgives all of our sins and heals all of our diseases. We can stand in the confidence that Jesus heals and that he's commissioned us as his disciples to do that. We can also remind ourselves that if he's done a significant healing in our bodies, that sometimes our bodies are now not out of whack and everything hurts because it's set right. If you have any questions about that, come and ask Sarah McIntosh down the front. She'll tell you about the physical pain that comes after healing because everything is now straight. How good is God? Sets everything right. So that's our five steps. I have about 80 of these cards that I would love to give to you because I believe as a community, he wants to equip us to be able to pray for healing. And this is great. Stick this in the front of my Bible. I take it everywhere so I can be ready if I forget these five steps. So I'm going to give these to Pastor Nick down the front. He's going to walk around maybe with Pastor Grant as well and give these to you because I want you to leave here today not entertained, not informed, but activated and equipped to pray. And I challenge you to look for the people that the Lord is highlighting who need you to pray for them. Because as a community, as we follow his lead, it's not just a pastor, it's not just a ministry leader, it's not just a worship team that get to pray. It's actually all of us. We all have the Holy Spirit. We all are in partnership with him. And he wants to use every single one of us. This isn't a formula. This is just some helpful reminders to follow the leading and the prompting of the Holy Spirit. But let's pray, hey? Let's pray and give God glory, and let's ask Him to continue to use us. Does that sound good? Everyone up here. 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. Let's pray. Jesus, Lord Jesus, the one who came in the flesh, in body, to show us what it looked like to live in obedience to the Father, who demonstrated what it looked like to, in partnership with the Holy Spirit, you prayed for people, you ministered to them and they were healed, and you commissioned us to see your kingdom break into people's lives and bodies. And Lord, as a community, I thank you that this isn't about information. It's not about just another thing we need to know, but Lord, it is about obedience to you, being equipped to go. And Lord, I thank you that as we are setting sail to the other side, as we are here to meet the needs of our community, Lord, as the vision you've given us to love others well who don't yet know you, Lord, you've now equipped us to believe, to step out, and to pray for those that they might encounter you and your healing power. And so I ask you, come Holy Spirit, that the act of faith today in this safe place in this room to pray for healing, in the safe place of lounge rooms at home to pray for healing, that as we have stepped in obedience here, Lord, that you would work by your Spirit's power and anointing to take us out. And Lord, would you give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to respond with compassion from you. Lord, that people might experience freedom. They might experience healing. Lord, they might experience redemption. And when they ask, what has happened to me? We can say, it's because Jesus Christ loves you. Lord, we want to walk in obedience to you. Father God, we want to give you all the glory and honor that is due your name. And Lord, we want to celebrate your kingdom as it breaks in the here and now. Because Lord, what you've given us, what you've blessed us with, is too precious to keep to ourselves. So Lord, for all of us, would you make us uncomfortable and Lord, both comfortable and excited to follow your prompting and leading. Lord, I thank you that this is for every one of us. Lord, there's no special people, Lord. It's everyone who has your Holy Spirit is special in your sight. So Lord, use us, activate us, anoint us as you send us. Come Holy Spirit and have your way in this place. Thank you, Jesus.
Thanks for listening to this River Life podcast. Make sure you subscribe to keep up to date with all the latest content. If this podcast has raised any questions for you, contact us via church@riverlifechurch.org.au or through Facebook and Instagram. Thanks for listening.